obviously you're not the only Hollywood star who's come on board with the Limecore CPL, because I think Mark Wahlberg's involved with Barbados as well. He's taken a equity stake there.
Yeah.
So have you and he been on the phone to each other or spoken to each other about a bit of rivalry maybe?
Yeah, a bit of rivalry, absolutely. At one point we were going to invest in the same team. And then kind of thought, you know what, it'd be better to keep it separate. You take Barbados, I'll go with Jamaica. And because he recently tweeted, yeah, look, we're unbeaten. And I wanted to tweet back, well, not anymore, because we just took you down. But no, we've had a laugh about it. And it's I'm so glad he's got involved in this as well. And I think that more will follow without it becoming ridiculous, you know. But I think that Hollywood will take more of an interest in this and hopefully the world. You know.
Is it a long-term commitment for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't do this to be in it for a couple of weeks. I did it, you know, one, because it's I hope that this new league is a long-term league and that it keeps going and it keeps building. So it's an investment that you hope will build, but also it's an excuse to come out here and to a place that I love.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, you're involved with the Talawas. You've had the chance to meet Chris Gayle and the rest of the squad. What was that like?
They're awesome. I tell you, Chris is... they actually came up to me last night at the pool, and they were like, we were wondering if it was you. You know, we were kind of checking you out, going, is that him? And we hung out for most of the night, actually, then and then after the game. And the rest of the team, you know, they're all... There's a lot of personalities in there, but they're very warm and humble and a lot of strong... dudes and good players, so I'm excited, man. I really feel like I got behind the right team.
Now, you've made a football film, I think it was called The Game of Our Lives, about the 1950 US football team beat England. Now, is there any chance possibly of maybe a cricket film in the future?
Maybe. I made a surfing movie as well. I just made one of them. I seem to be big in sports movies. But absolutely, I think it'd be a great to make a cricket movie. And you could come at it from many angles, you know, whether it be the sports angle, you know, the dramatic part of that, or whether, you know, it could be somebody who's like just from another place that just shouldn't be where he is. You know, there's a lot of ideas that you could put into making a great cricket movie. I know that Brian Lara wants me to play him, so there's a possibility there.
And do you think the Talawas can go on and win the Limecore CPL?
I don't think they will. That's how it is. I think so, yeah. I think they've got what it takes.
And just finally, Scotland, they've got a couple of matches coming up against Ireland next month, and if they win those matches, they qualify for the World Cup in 2015. Fancy popping down to Australia and New Zealand to watch them if they make it?
Yeah, if they make it. I mean, I'm surprised they had to qualify. You know, I think as number one seeds in world cricket, they should just be there. But if that's the way the cricket board want to play it, then fair enough. But if they made it through, Ireland always kill us, though, I tell you, in sports. Every time we come up against Ireland, one, it's a great party, but you also know we're probably going out. Those, the luck of the Irish, those bleeding rogues. Who knows? Who knows?